who, even though they were not, didn't claim to be the Messiah, but they spoke in such a fashion as to raise messianic hopes and dreams. In the 1400s and the 1500s, that was the age of exploration. Ships began to travel from Europe all over the world. And there also were land caravans all over the world. Now, there is a famous Jewish tradition, a legend, that we're all acquainted with, and that legend is that the 10 lost tribes of Israel are not lost. The 10 lost tribes of Israel reside somewhere in a far-off, distant country behind a river called the Sambatyon. And that this river, Sambatyon, is a natural barrier that no one can cross. All week long it has, it's made of molten lava, it throws rocks, there's no way to get in or out. But on the Sabbath it rests. And that at the time of the coming of the Messiah, the 10 lost tribes will return. The Messiah will quiet the river and bring back the remnants of the Jewish people of the 10 lost tribes who live behind that river. That is the Jewish legend. I'm sure that all of you have heard that legend, been taught to you. There's a great deal of beauty and faith in the legend itself. However, the Talmud is less romantic. The opinion of the Talmud is expressed in the tractate of Sanhedrin, is that the 10 tribes are not coming back, that they're gone. It's a dispute there. There's two opinions, but the opinion that Maimonides follows and that most of the Mefarshim follow, that as tribes they are lost. As individuals, there always are individuals from all of the tribes present among the people of Israel. Even though most of the Jews come from the tribe of Judah, some of them come from the tribe of Benjamin, some of them come from the tribe of Simon, which also was affiliated, a part of the tribe was affiliated in the kingdom of Judah, and the rest come from the tribe of Levi, and they are the priests and the Levites. But there are individuals from all of the other tribes as well, but only individuals. There's no large grouping from any tribe. But perhaps because of the troubles of the exile, perhaps because of the fact that the Jewish people are by nature romantic, perhaps we wish it to be that way, that opinion of the Talmud was never really accepted among the masses of the Jewish people. And to the masses of the Jewish people, the 10 lost tribes of Israel existed, they still exist, they are behind the Sambatyon River, etc., etc. In fact, as late as 10 years ago, I saw an article written in a modern Torah journal by a person of repute attempting to prove that the Irrawaddy River in Burma is the river Sambatyon and that we should form an expedition to cross the river and find the 10 tribes of Israel. That is how strong the power of the legend is. In the Middle Ages, in the 1500s, there appeared a Jew suddenly in Christian Europe who called himself David Haruveni in about 1520. David Haruveni, David from the tribe of Reuben. And he claimed that he came from the other side of the Sambatyon River and that through magical knowledge of the Kabbalah, he was able to ford the river Sambatyon, and that he was sent as a delegate, as an ambassador, by his people, by his kingdom, as an emissary to the Jews and to the non-Jews of Europe. And he did a good job. I mean, he arrived with flags, with banners. According to the Medrash, the tribe of Reuven has as its symbol on its flag a picture of the mandrakes of the flower.